This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush sent up his new education spending priorities to Congress last week. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the president has presented us with a solid package of educational initiatives that are drafted to provide for the highest quality education possible. That is surely a common goal for all of us in this great country. The president's bill will recognize and reward excellence in education, target federal funds to those who need it the most, encourage educational choice and flexibility, and give us greater accountability in our educational system. For $422 million, Ted, this investment in greater educational achievement is a package that can really work. Real incentives for students and teachers, a concept so long overdue. We now invest more than $330 billion in education annually. That's a huge sum. We in Congress must assure that federal, state, and local authorities expend these funds and manage these programs to best meet these very important goals and challenges.
Be real, Al. The president's proposal on education is a worthwhile measure, but it's only a first step, and a small one at that. Its real significance is that 8 years of relentless budget cuts in education under the Reagan administration are finally over. What's happened, Al, is that we've gone from an anti-education president to a pro-education president, and that's a very important difference. We can't rebuild Rome in a day, though. It'll take years to reach the goal of restoring excellence in education. But at least and at last we're moving in the right direction instead of the far right direction. One measure of the challenge we face is that President Bush's proposal would boost spending next year by less than 2%. That's only half of what it would take just to keep up with inflation. So we're still falling behind, Al. To be the education president, George Bush will have to take a bigger step than this. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a pay raise for federal judges. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.